Blog Talk Radio.
Reaching the game, lose a hand. Where you stand? Where was Jay at? Where was them at? Where he done that? Where he live at? Another headline, where you had at? Nigga, go home, where your kids at? They be on my nerve, they be on my nerve. When we lost Verge, I was on the verge. I just hit the Louis store, had the Spurs. We just made a silent movie with no words. Guess who topping now? God got me now. Guess who at Balenciaga? Guess who shopping now? They can't stop me now. I've been popping now. Cardi, where your sister at? I need Henny now. I flew in and out, 150,000. Now even when they shout, gotta shout me out. So ahead, go ahead. Not even close. All of y'all is number two.
Checks coming fast, sound like truth. Get him to them straight, 100 proof. I thought I killed you hoes before, it must be deja vu. It's either that or I'm catching body number two.
What's good, y'all? We're back. Welcome back to the Gray Line. It's your boy, Gray Boston Nova, alongside...
Miss Jersey.
Yes, sir, Miss Jersey. What it do, what it do, what it do? How are you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, doing good, doing good. That's all I can say.
There's been a little minute since we've been up here. We got a lot of catching up to do. Been a lot going on. You know, we done had COVID. We got no neurovirus. Now we got monkeypox and polio and all types of, God only knows what else we got going on. Jersey, what the fuck is going on out here?
You know what? They're poisoning the world slowly, and they're hoping that everybody take a vaccine so that they can get in everybody's brains.
I'm dead. I am dead. It's wild out here. Like, it's been a lot going on, like, within, you know, health. You know, the kids are just going back to school. They're slowly going back. couple of states that already went back. We got elections coming up again. So, you know, every time elections come up, we get the bullshit. And
well, I'm just happy,
like
that
I said before, we had to
over Abbott.
Yes, very much so. We should have been
they
over him,
get
though.
Him the fuck
like,
out.
I think the catalyst, the beginning of the end for him, was that ice storm we had when we was over here sitting up too proud to speak, like we couldn't do nothing because of that ice storm. A lot of, you know, people died.
After the ice storm, things just went completely apeshit crazy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't know, then let me go ahead and let's rewind. All right. So we're taking it back to the ice storm here in good old Texas. We had a nice little ice storm out here. And what had happened was people was dropping like flies, okay? They was dropping like flies.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, being born in the good old north, having to experience, you know, all four seasons.
Right.
You know, definitely helped me out in this particular situation, especially being from up north in the hood. You know what it's like when the motherfucking lights go out, okay? You know when it's what it's like when that electricity don't work. If you got to take a shower, sometimes I think you got a gas stove. You know, but out here, it's a lot of people did not know what to do. If I've never grown up in that type of environment, then I wouldn't have known what to do. And that was just horrible. As we speed up, you know, other than it just being hot as fuck in motherfucking Texas, all right, you had Roe versus Wade had gotten overturned, all right? Now, ladies and gentlemen,
right.
If you do not know, now you will know, okay? All of these states in the United States of America do not support women's choices on their bodies. You've had a 12-year-old who was raped and got pregnant in the state of Ohio, if I am not mistaken. And she, you know, the state wanted to prosecute her for going to a different state that followed all of the, what's the name, and allowed her to get her abortion. So there you got that. And then you got, you know, Trump. You know, he's going down. Oh, he's going down.
Get him up out of here. They done put the reed on him.
And let me
they done ran down on Mr. Orange Man.
Nowhere around, baby.
I'm
okay? Because Kushner's going to turn him in.
Kushner has been giving him his ass. Since I don't know when, I don't even understand why he ain't been go after Kushner when he could, because Kushner been snitching and dropping bombs on. Like,
know,
ain't Kushner married to his daughter?
Man, let me tell you something. First of all, his CFO of his company, the CFO, people, of his company is about to speak against him in court.
Yep.
Why? Because they helped him cover up his tax shit. He's going down, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, you know, it's so much more that we have more to talk about, you guys, from Miss Brittany G over there in good old Russia. Being in jail, having to be in jail for 9 years now for something that a lot of people go over there and do without any penalization. She got caught up, and that's some messed up stuff, you know what I'm saying? But it's so much has been going on. Monkeypox, the shit looking like it looked like your body covered in herpes, okay? It just looked bad. People don't get it.
Yeah. That's wild.
People don't get it. They accused the one lady and we'll all go back. We'll go back and go more in depth about some of these stories. But we're just playing catch up. People,
So just tune in, and we'll definitely touch bases on all of everything that we are discussing today, and we'll have some more for you guys on the next show because it is too much to try to capture.
Most definitely, most definitely. And on that note, we're going to go to break. Y'all keep it locked. We'll be right back with some more juiciness, more hot topics, trending topics. Keep it locked.
Hey, Dim, believe in us. This is the Khaled Hospital for those that didn't believe. Being a doctor, being a nurse, that's not regular. That's special. We're going to save lives. We want to stay alive. They ain't believe in us.
Tried me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die.
Real life.
I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive.
Another one.
Yeah. Tried me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die.
DJ Khaled.
I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive. She in love and she been over once. It's not like I known her for months. This life had allowed me to take what I want. It's not like I know what I want. It's not like I know what I need. I get some time but there's no guarantees. When I was broke she was being a tease. Four pockets full now she down on her knees. Whoa, 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 whoa. Baby gon' hit it and send it to me. Yeah. Or I'ma hit it and send it to baby. That's how I get when this life get too crazy. Whoa, whoa, for real, whoa. They tryna seal the deal. See me up under a sheet parade in the streets. Yeah. Tried me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die. I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive. Yeah. Tried me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die. I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive for real. For real, for real. I put my feelings aside, you want me to die, but baby, I'm staying alive. Supposed to be one of a kind, you putting no mouths, I thought you was down for the ride. I'm trying to turn up a style, we going Chanel, she get everything in the size. She in some shit with another guy, I don't even care whenever I see you mine. She's the other than he's sending to me, on top definition of P. Good nigga turned superstar, but I fuck a girl like I'm still in the streets. Can't respond, you can see that I read it, I'm with all that whenever you ready. Should be happy if I fell off, but I'm still there, they gon' have it. Tried me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die. I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive. Tried me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die. I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive for real. Real for real.
Yes, sir. We're back. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about this BG thing. Let's talk about this BG thing. Now, BG, better known as Brittany Griner. She's a professional basketball player, WNBA. She was playing for Russia, overseas. A lot of female basketball players on their off season go overseas to play. Because you make more money overseas. That has been a thing for a long time that a lot of people know. It's crazy as hell that you can make more going overseas playing than and it's for the women because clearly the NBA is fine. But for the women, a lot of them over here, they go right to the NWA and WNBA and then during the summertime. Right, right. So Brittany, one of those people that does this, this is not her first season. This is her first time with Russia as this team. She played with several other European basketball teams all over the world. Okay, so she's an Olympic gold medalist. She's out there. She's actually graduated from here in Baylor here, Barrow College here. She was a basketball player here, so that's where I ran into her a couple of times down here at a couple of games. She's a fire basketball player. Indeed, fire basketball player. And this is somebody that just went overseas. And, you know, something as much as a vape is a CBD vape at that. It wasn't even a marijuana vape. It was a CBD vape, okay? And because of that, now she's ultimately has been sentenced to 9 years of hard labor in the Russian camps over there. And, you know, for women, their Russian camps, they do sewing. They do, you know, they do gardening and whatever they want them cleaning or whatever they want them to do. Modern day slavery, basically.
Let her go. They're willing to let her go if the U.S. lets go two Russian spies that we currently have in our custody, and we're not letting go because they are being tried for war crimes. Now, it's one thing to be tried for war crimes versus a vape pen, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it is not that motherfucking serious. Sometimes we do want to go over to these countries and we want to have fun and so on and so forth. Believe the fun and all of its possessions in the country that it came from, okay? I went to Jamaica, and from the moment I got off the plane, I found me some weed, and I was smoking my motherfucking life away. But I had so much of it, okay, that I literally had to throw some in the trash. Why? Because I'm not going. They're not going to hold me up. It ain't that serious.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a pen, guess what? Man, just take an L on losing your little $40 because it ain't worth it, okay? And they're only doing it because of our because of the U.S. providing aid to
Ukraine.
The only reason why
we're in the middle of a proxy war with Ukraine and China.
So if we didn't provide them any aid, they would have let her go like it was nothing. But the fact that they're trying to use her for leverage, and we're not budging. We're not budging. Not only that.
Right.
You know, you do have a lot of lawyers who are willing to provide their area of expertise and so on and so forth. But when it comes, you know, down to, it's different when it's state to state versus out in a different country because they got different rules and they know how to make their rules work for them. So unfortunately, she's definitely in that tough situation in which she's been receiving a lot of she's been receiving a lot of support from celebrities, from other basketball players, from just regular everyday people, people who enjoy the game, people who enjoy her as a player. She's definitely gotten a lot of support from her followers and hopefully, you know, hopefully there is some sort of deal that can be made even after everything has been done, but it's not, unfortunately.
Here's the catch with this
situation,
right?
Young lady is going to spend
her
time in Russia.
Here's the catch with this situation, right? This is what Putin Annie is saying, right? One, we already knew the moment that, yes, Putin Annie, and we already knew the moment that it came out that she was locked up for what she was locked up for. I knew already they was going to give her the maximum of what they had, which was 9 years, 9 to 10 years. And actually, they could have gave her more than that. One person got 14 years. Another person that's over there got 14 years for the same crime. You have this another U.S. soldier that's also over there and another American citizen that's being held hostage, and they're trying to work out something with them. But here's the situation with the U.S., and this is what Putin Annie is also saying. When we're in a proxy war with them, Russia, now behind Russia you have India, you have China, you have Belarus, and you have, I believe it's Bulgaria. If it's not Bulgaria, one of two of these. One B is for them, one is against them. You got Belarus that may be for them, and Bulgaria that's against them. Then you have Poland that's also with NATO. Poland just joined NATO. You have Sweden. I believe, that just also joined NATO. So you have all these countries surrounding Russia in the middle of this conflict. So one, they're looking at like, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. Y'all know what's going on over here in the U.S. Biden know what's going on as far as the situation. So in order for us to screw y'all a little bit more than we've already screwed y'all, because we sick and tired of y'all, we're going to start holding y'all people hostage over here, okay? And we not only hostage, we're going to start killing some of them. Y'all didn't care about y'all own. Y'all don't even care about y'all own people over there that's locked up for marijuana, but y'all want to come over here and talk to us about this one because she's a WNBA player. And that's, firmly speaking, look at how many individuals we have in the United States that are currently incarcerated and have been incarcerated for a lifetime, life sentences, 10 years, 12 years, over marijuana. And now we're in a position where we have one of our citizens stuck in another country behind the same thing that we do here in our own country. Wouldn't that be like the pot calling the kettle black?
Look, if there's one thing we know as America, it's definitely calling the pot calling the goddamn kettle black. Okay.
We said this is how the United States is looking at it. We going to do whatever the hell we want to our citizens, but we dare not nobody else fuck with them. That's what the United States is saying. Give us our people back and we'll deal with the fuck we got to deal with over here accordingly. In the meantime, y'all keep y'all rusted up there. Hey, Putinetti, give us our shit. In other words,
not Putinetti.
But don't try to call us out on Putinetti. Don't try to call us out on the same
Putinetti,
shit.
Not
right?
Not Putinetti.
Mm-mm. But that is definitely a sad situation. It's one of the stories that we're going to keep up on. We're going to follow, and we're going to update you guys on as much information we can get from the situation. It's ongoing. Right now, the U.S. and Russia is in talks. Hopefully, they can come to some conclusion to get these this lovely woman and these other hostages, not just her, but the other ones that we have over there, within a reasonable time. And I'm not talking about years, because we all know, those who know how this prisoner of war situation goes, especially the veterans, we know this could drag out. I mean, it could be years. Mm-hmm. She could be over there years, and by the time we get her back, she'd be done almost served her time to come home. That's how they could play that game, okay? So we're going to sit back, and we're going to watch and see how this goes. Now, next situation we have up and going, we have the Breonna Taylor situation. Have you heard about the update with that?
No, fill me in, sir.
So they basically unalived this woman so they can sell her house. They sold her house for $1. They sold her house for $1. They found a loophole within the time that she died and now, to where they can, I guess, because that's initially why this raid happened in the first place. This initially why this raid happened in the first place, because of gentrification. They were trying to get them to move up out of that neighborhood because they want to push the black people out of that neighborhood and bring it up a little bit more. So what is the easiest way to do that? Plant drugs and guns in everybody's house throughout the neighborhood and lock them the hell up. See, what they did not think was going to happen, they did not count on Breonna Taylor's boyfriend popping back, okay? Not only did he pop back, he tried to incarcerate him for it, but thank God he's free, all right? But that situation is still ongoing. Her family is also in the middle of a multi-million-dollar lawsuit for a wrongful death of their child or their child and their family member because, I mean, that whole situation is atrocious. Everybody was in that detail. Whoever survived, whoever didn't get shot, should have been fired. The director should have been, all of them, that whole police department had to be something, it trickles downhill. So you can't just start at the team that went in there. They got the direction from somebody. And that's pretty much a lot of the problems that we have across the country in situations like this. You have these gung-ho officials that's in here doing things like this. Instead of protecting and serving, they serving the fuck out of us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they start, and I'm talking about the soil color people. Okay? The soil color people. And that's where, yeah, it's so unfortunate. But we're still in that time when we're dealing with situations like this, with police officers shooting innocent people with no weapons. We're still going through that. So, you know, we're going through a major shift right now. I don't know if everybody can tell, but worldwide, each country is going through their own shift. Each country is revolting. And I think the United States is always slow as fuck. Okay, because while these other countries is up and out, ain't going to work, they out there in the street having whole protests, like thousands and millions of people at one time. And the United States has yet to do it. We just eyes closed, wide shut.
It's not that we have our eyes closed and you know, eyes closed and shut. It's the simple fact that we elect in these offices that we have so much faith in to do certain things. You know, they make the promises before they get in office. Mm-hmm. Everybody eats the cake. And then once they get in the office, then, you know, everybody's got to hold their shit, because now you elected the person and they're going to do what they feel it is that they need to do. And you just hope that the road to from the Senate to the House to everything else, you try to do your due diligence, but then you just have too many people like, no, fuck it, let's be ignorant.
Let's be realistic about it. All three of the branches are corrupted, okay? The judicial, legislative, all three branches are corrupted, period. Okay? Executive, judicial, and legislative, corrupted. All right, we need a clean sweep from top to bottom. The Supreme Court is corrupted. Department of Justice, corrupted. FBI, all the three-letter ABC soup, motherfuckers, they all corrupted. And then on top of that, it don't help that look at our leadership right now. What the fuck is going on with them? Biden, the Sleepy Joe, is lost in the fucking sauce, and we don't even know where the fuck Kamala at. She been MIA. When she do open her mouth, I don't know what the fuck she talking about. Okay? What the fuck do she be talking about? What the fuck do she be talking about? Okay? Not only that, we have no real leader. Joe Biden, we got him and his crappy-ass son running around here being a national security threat. Fucking with fucking child.
Let me tell you something.
Pedophile and crackhead, and look at the country. Look at our country.
First of all, I don't know the setup here. I understand why people voted Joe, because they didn't want, you know what I'm saying, Donald Trump to be in the office no more. But I mean, y'all could have got Uncle Bernie for this.
For real.
Y'all could have got Uncle Bernie for this. Goddamn, Uncle Joe is not it.
But see, that the problem is that none of them are it. These are the same people that we have had in our system for over 50 years. The problems that we have or we currently facing right now, these same people, these elected officials that we have that we're dealing with right now, these folk have been in office for over 30 years. They are the problem. They created this. Half of our generation, baby boomers are gone. A lot of them are gone. Okay? We're coming up on our generation now. We are the next generation. They've been doing this before us. These 60, 70, 80 years, they need to get their ass the fuck up out of office. That's the point. That's the nail on the coffin right there. Get your old ass up out of office. Okay? Because you're not doing nothing for us. You haven't been doing nothing for us. And you're doing us no favors. You're just making shit worse. But on that note, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. We're going to come back and get into some more. I don't even know what's going on right now. But we'll be right back.
That we need to catch up with. Yeah.
Fact. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
I'm
Now, we got some juicy stuff up here. Here goes this one, all right? Listener's discretion advised. There was a Pennsylvania man who collected human bones who has been arrested for allegedly buying organs, skulls, and other remains, and guess where he was doing it? Guess where he was making the sales at? Facebook.
I don't know. Wait, time out.
Facebook. Yes.
This man was selling human remains.
He was buying. He was buying them from off of Facebook.
Oh.
So out of all the shit that we get put in Facebook jail for saying out loud, we really out here, we can really buy human body parts.
Right.
You gotta be, you. I know you fucking lying. I know you fucking lying.
It's crazy to me how the things people should be in Facebook jail for, a.k.a. Stealing other people's music. I mean, because there's still a whole lot of that going on. Like that one girl who got the sound removed off of her own page, and it was her own music, and someone else used it, and they
Onico.
Someone else.
Mm-hmm. I think that's her name, Onico, Oniki, Onico. Wow, they use they use their music for the BET Awards when Taraji came out to her song because this individual overseas somewhere decided they was going to snatch up the song and act like it was theirs. And, you know, TikTok was going in. Yeah, well, of course, because that's what she went viral for the song at.
And if you guys are wondering
every time
specifically who we're talking about, she created that song, I Will Be One of the Greatest. That was a poem.
Yes.
I was one of the greatest.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. So they finally, I think they believe because she had her work copywritten and trademarked. So she had to fight that, of course, go on TikTok and fight it. But she actually won that situation. But yeah, you see that a lot of creators, especially black creators on TikTok, getting their stuff stolen. Trendsetters, dancers, and musicians, entertainers.
We're not gonna get too much into the music, y'all. If y'all want to hear more about the music, then y'all will have to tune in when we do our other show. Right now,
yes, when we of course, all our, we back hot and we rolling. Fast Lane, the Gray Line. We got Skylar J coming with her show. We got Mother Man Nate May coming with her show. We got a good lineup. We also got affiliates on deck, On Blast Radio, Straight Up Podcast. That's Aaron, every single day on Facebook and Twitch. Well, we're going to send y'all some links, put some links out there. We got some good events coming up. Of course, we got one event coming up. Tone the Goat, one of our affiliates from out in Atlanta that we've been working with for a couple of years, maybe five or more years, about six maybe. About 6 years we've been working with Tone the Goat. He's actually a part of the Badass Camp. Him and Boosie Badass is getting ready to drop another movie called Waterboy. And they are throwing a pool party that they invited Street Smart Radio to for us to cover. We'll find out more about that later. We'll put more information out pertaining to that in the coming days. We also have a couple of events coming up that we'll be hosting via online streaming that we'll be a part of. So we'll also be giving you that information. We got some merch coming out. We also got some things going on with Star from Star Report, from also known as Star from Star and Buck Wild, from out of New York, formerly from the Wendy Williams Show and more. So we got a lot coming up. We got a lot pushing through. Like I said, we just jumping back into it after our break. We had to take a break for a while. If I recollect, get back onto it. And now we back. So we want y'all to tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, scoop through, slide through. We'll be here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll also be streaming live video to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch in the coming weeks. We're working on that right now and getting everything set up, getting all our people in line so we can go ahead and give y'all the latest and the greatest with Style and Grace. Jersey, you got anything?
No, I don't. I just want, you know, viewers to keep, you know, tuning in. We got more and more and more and more and more things coming up for you guys. And thank y'all for the support, listening, sharing, commenting. Keep doing what y'all doing. We greatly appreciate it. And I guess up until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
We also want you, you entertainers and you artists, we want y'all to call in for y'all interviews. Go ahead and hit us up, book your interviews, send in your music. Let us hear that good stuff. Let us see it's a pass the stash, okay? Pass the stash. Let's go.
Please don't come up here with the, I was writing my 1, 2, 3, singing my ABCs, because that's not a song. We're going to read you about
yes, because we're going deep with the reviews this season. We're going deep with the reviews this season. We're going to have some guest hosts on here doing these reviews with us so y'all can get a crack at some how some of the other people feel out here, some other entertainers. None better way to do it is just to bring in one artist up here to critique another artist. Let's get this shit popping the way we used to. We're going to crank it up a notch. So, like I said, y'all keep tuning in. And that's all we got for tonight on the Gray Line. We appreciate y'all for tuning in with us tonight. And y'all keep it locked. Y'all go like our pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Y'all also can catch our new webpage. We'll be launching soon, like I said, with our merch. So, y'all got any questions, just hit us at streetsmartradio at gmail.com. And we'll be right with you. Thank y'all for tuning in. We out.
It has been nice, people. Deuces.
Exclusive to jumbies.com.
My head wants to turn from your loving. I just wanna get you beside.
jumbies.com.
I've been gone for a minute. Y'all niggas probably thought I fell off and shit. I was just talking to my brother Sep the other day. You know what I'm saying? My nigga was telling me that people was going around asking, yo, when Snipe gonna drop something? When he gonna drop this? Oh, shit. This my nigga calling right now. Ah, damn. Hello?
Yeah, what's good, nigga?
What's good, man?
J. Cooler, what you on, bro?
Man, bro, I'm up in the studio right now.
What the guy, nigga?
Yo, I'm everything, nigga, I promise.
Man, nigga been asking me, yo, Sep, when your brother gonna drop some shit? Told him, bro, just wait on it. It's coming. It's coming.
I'm thumbing through hundreds like, ho, what you talking about?
What you talking about?
Rain.
I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth.
Came from a dragon's mouth.
Label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out.
That you can't put out.
Now my niggas bout that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm out that action, pistol packing, pistol clapping. Yeah. Right here, ho, we gon' gun it out.
Well.
You can stop with the yapping, the capping, cause soon as I clap you for more, you gon' run your mouth.
Well.
I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for you, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out, that mean everybody
honey,
in your house will make it out.
Yeah.
I keep it true, homie.
Honey.
I got them tools on me.
Yeah.
I got that 4-4, you can get hit with two, homie. I got that 4 in the nickel, your hoe riding like a bicycle. Wind blow like a whistle, nigga, I'm official. If I got an issue, I'ma press that issue on sight. Willow, Rippin', Smith & Wesson be my weapon. If you place it, no clapping, no fight. We can rumble, we can tussle, but I keep that thing on me, cause niggas don't fight. Snapped up, mashed up, blacked out, racked up, hitting leaks in the night. Act up and act tough, get clapped up, wrapped up, so you better think twice. Bomb nothing nice, put the codeine up in the sprite, and pour that bitch over ice. I'm sipping and leaning all night, that purple got a nigga something I mean all night. I want my clip long like a movie. Catch me thuggin' with my juvie. You can get smoked like a Lucy. That Uzi leaving niggas snoozing. I wake up, then bake up, then go get my cake up. My weed is natural like a hoe with no mako. You say you smoke loud, but your shit do not say much. In other words, you can go get your weight up on skinny, but I got my way to re-retaliate if you play us. I don't got time for no fuck shit, cause you can get time behind fuck shit.
Honey.
I'm thumbing through hundreds like, hoe, what you talking about?
What you talking about?
I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth.
Came from a dragon's mouth.
Label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out.
That you can't put out.
Now my niggas bout that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm out that action, pistol packing, pistol clapping. Right here, ho, we gon' gun it out. You can stop with the yapping, the capping, cause soon as I clap you for more, you gon' run your mouth. I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for you, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out, that mean everybody in your house will make it out.
Yeah.
Every day we move in silence, duck the snakes and them sirens, money and violence.